And so it's really important that we raise our children properly. The Lord God, who made heaven and earth, who sent his angels to make the earth bear all good things, also means that the parents of a child are a precious gift, and we are all born to recognize that fact. And so the figure of the parent raising their children in happiness, perhaps that's the only picture we have of childhood, of families. But having finished this little talk, why is it that people become sinners and lose this natural happiness? We learned that people become sinners because between husband and wife, a great gap can open. And when we look at Adam and Eve as parents, their children, the first children of the world, the older brother Cain, unable to suppress his anger and rage, killed his younger brother Abel. And that is how we see that the first family in the world would become a broken home. And of course, Cain and Abel, Adam and Eve, the Adam and Eve were the beloved parents of Cain and Abel, and yet this happened. And even so, as the boys grew in their bodies and spirit, they were seeing their parents fight, perhaps. They were fighting among themselves. They saw each other's weaknesses and imperfections. And they began to feel like somehow their parents had missed the target. And then in this great incident where Cain kills Abel, when Cain had done this horrible thing, he didn't consult with anyone, he didn't ask anyone's advice, he didn't go in tears to his parents. Even between the first husband and the first wife, Adam and Eve, the children who were born for them also became sinners. The parent-child relationship failed. And the uncertainty and fears that arise from such a relation filled them. You would think that this is normal, that somehow the marital relationship would be full of God's blessing. You would think that they would ordinarily keep these relationships in mind and that God was with them. But they forgot. Somehow they forgot God's love. And fell into such an imperfect parent-child relationship. And the Bible teaches us this. It's not just the Bible, but we also look around us, look in our own families and see problems in the marital relation, in the parent-child relationships. Adam and Eve became sinners, and they were driven out of Eden. And they no longer tried to think of God. They no longer were able to think of God. They were beset by the labor and difficulties of daily life. And they could not live in perfect marital relationship or a parent-child relationship. And I think this is a certain fact. The Bible teaches us that the most important thing, the first thing that we need to remember, perhaps our first joy, is the family. This is our happiness. This is the basic, most important relationship that teaches us about God. But at the same time, that happiness will break down, be destroyed, and we learn about unhappiness. And this too the Bible teaches us at that same time. From the very beginning in Genesis, there are those around us who are in close relationships, and we are unable to conceal our sin from each other, and we cover up for each other. We try to cover up for ourselves. The unhappiness of mankind starts here. The Bible teaches us straightforwardly. In Ephesians chapter 6, it starts by telling children to obey their parents, to honor their father and mother, that this is a very precious commandment. To honor your parents, for parents to love their children, this is the most important blessing and happiness we are given. So it's somehow in this world to love your parents, to honor your parents, has become unnatural. How is it that our world has forgotten how important this is to our happiness? There are so many parts of the Bible that talk about this. Micah show to chapter 7. Verse 6. For a son dishonors his father, a daughter rises up against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the members of his own household. To obey God's word, to try to live by God's word, to forget these things, these principles, is shown here in the dishonor of one's parents. When you make your parents your enemies, these kinds of things happen. So let's look at Romans. The letter to the Romans, chapter 1, verse 8. Chapter 1, verse 28. Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. At the very end, the worst of all is disobedience to parents. Dishonoring your parents, disobeying your parents, is here listed with all of these things, these evil things. So now let's look at the letter to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3. From verse 1. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slandering, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with these people. I think even though he says here the end of days, he's talking about any age. Because we are told by Jesus to consider that any time he may come, that any day may be the last day. These insolent, dishonorable people. Yet, they have no faith, they have no content. So let's look at another case where the parents and the children are at odds. So let us look again at Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 28, go to verse 50. A fierce-looking nation without respect for the old or pity for the young. They will devour the young of your livestock and the crops of your land until you are destroyed. If you have no respect for the old or pity for the young. But we don't want to be like that. God does not want us to be like that. God wants us to live with love for each other. But yet, this is the cursed country. A cursed country where the elderly are not respected and there is no pity for the young and weak. We're in a world where people say to each other, do something. You must make amends, thinking only of their own grievance. It's just like this Bible verse. And so, what about you? What about me? I myself, when reading these words, every week I work hard on sermons. I wonder what to think, and I'm not sure. I know that I know no gratitude, no obligation, and feel guilty about that. How can I stand before my wife and children who know me and talk about these things? I feel sorry and hypocritical. I can't help that. And I think about how I treated my parents. even though perhaps I myself am unable to give the children what they deserve. My parents were not perfect people. There were times when I disliked them. And yet, I know they loved me as much as they could. They were always trying to protect me. They were my precious father and mother. And yet, I could only love myself. It was too strong in me. And when I was in contact with my parents, it was very difficult for me to be grateful. Instead, I always thought, but you never did anything for me. They loved me so much. But I always felt it wasn't enough. And I just am so ashamed. And when my children say to me, Dad, you're wrong. You're doing the bad thing. I have to think about my own rebellion against my parents. But there's one thing I'm thankful for. Nevertheless, the word, God's command to honor your parents, honor your father and mother, to try to obey that command, to not forget that command. Although my father has passed away, my mother, who was alone in her old age, and the same is true of my wife's mother. If I can give them just a little feeling, a little gratitude, to try to love them a little bit, perhaps they will know a little bit of happiness. To be able to give them some happiness is something I'm thankful for. I don't want to give up on God's word. To honor your parents and give them happiness is a great blessing to us. I do not want to give up on Jesus' love and love for each other. It's a great blessing. If you think 100% this is all due to Jesus, then you will be perhaps ashamed and sorry. Remember how in verse 10 it says, chapter 5, verse 10, it says, not to get drunk. But here we have a positive command: be filled with the Spirit. And where does this show? It shows when you love your wife and in the Lord you obey your parents and honor them. If you're not filled with the Spirit, if the Lord God is not working in you, it's impossible to obey and honor your parents and be happy. That's what I think. And so, to obey your parents in the Lord, what kind of thing is this? To obey your mother and father in the Lord. To buy what they need, to listen to their requests and commands. This is important. This is wonderful. But is it in the Lord? And if you think of that, there was something, if I, as I thought of that, there was something that came to my mind. When I was a junior in college in America, there was something that I had never realized, and suddenly it burst out in front of me, and the world changed in that instant for me. The first thing I thought of was my parents. They gave up their own lives for me that I might be able to do this and that. They lived in an apartment where there was not even a bath. And even today, I am a selfish person, but when I was a third-year student and suddenly came to believe in Jesus, up to that time I had loved only myself, cared only for myself. Then I realized how important my parents were. And I wrote to my parents. I felt I had to write to my parents and express my my thanks to them. And there was another thing. And I wanted them to know that when they met Jesus, everything they had done, all of their efforts and sacrifices would be rewarded. And so I bought a bunch of picture postcards and sent to them. And not being good at writing, I took a sign pen and simply wrote in black, "Thank you for everything in Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus." And they, not knowing Jesus, even so, they accepted this as with gratitude themselves. This was such a small thing. And to think about it now, this wouldn't have happened if it hadn't been for the Holy Spirit in me. Even such a small thing I couldn't do without the Holy Spirit. Up to that time, I had hurt my parents and disobeyed them, resisted their commands. But then, at that time, "Honor your mother and father." These words echoed in my mind. And I started to pray continuously. And the most precious thing is that 6 months before my father died, Pastor Seno and Pastor Shiraishi baptized him, and he went to his grave a Christian, a saved person. And my mother, too, while we were in America, she began to go to church herself of her own volition and became baptized. And so I am so thankful. There are things that we see in the media about parents. But if we think of the Bible, the disrespect for parents that we see is a lack of Jesus in our world. God is love. And so it must be because we have no God that we have created such a loveless society. To have love is to be secure. To have love is to be convinced and convicted. Poisoned parents and such names are popular today, but Perhaps those children are victims in some sense, but in the Bible, we know that if we return those issues with love, if we can return love to our parents, we will be rewarded. We should be patient. But unfortunately, we put distance between us and those people, though they are our parents. Surely this is sad, but yet it is a reality. But there's one thing we can say. No matter what kind of parent raised you, we want to ourselves be the kind of parents that our children will respect and love, that our children will honor. And we have that chance. The necessary condition to realize that chance is to be in the Lord, to be in Christ, to be in the Holy Spirit. As we learned last time, although wives are told to obey their husbands as though they were the Lord, addressed to the wives, and yet this is also a command to the husbands to love their wives. When we say that, when the Bible says children obey your parents, this is also directed at the parents, that they be honorable, that they care for their children in a way. We should remember that in the Bible, in the Ten Commandments, the commandment, honor your mother and father, are not directed to young children, but rather to adults. So the message that is concealed here, we need to be, we who are adults, who want to be the honored parents, the obeyed parents, must at the same time in the Lord be the kind of people that children would want to obey and honor. And so in all of this we have Jesus' words, love one another. And in that way, you will be happy and your lives will be long. That is part of that commandment. In the Thanksgiving hymn, our response to God's word, we'll be singing, "You Were Born to Be Loved." This was written in Korea, and 30 years ago it was translated by a bunch of Korean young people into Japanese that we can sing it here. There have been many different versions, but we now have the current version. And I think that God has used this verse, this song, to bless many people. It's created a movement among people, among especially young people. The person who made this is now a pastor. Apparently this was written for a friend's birthday. But also, it was about his father. And he has testified that it was also in his mind that his father was one of those poisonous parents. He engaged in domestic violence. He was always drunk. But having hated him for most of his life, but he realized that being unable to forgive his father was a flaw in himself. And he wanted to bless his father with this song. And he was led to that in his prayer. And I think it was a shock to me that there was such a story behind this song. Until that time, I had only a kind of fuzzy happiness behind this song, but then I realized that there was such a black experience and deep hatred that was behind this song. And so I realized how deep and important these simple words are, honor your parents. And having known this, when I sing this song, it's not just happiness and a smile that comes to me, but there are reflections of my own life in it. As a person, from birth, you always have your parents. Good parents, bad parents. There are good places in them. There are bad aspects to them. Even if you think the bad parts are greater. Maybe the parents who are mostly good are the majority. But all in the Lord are individual human beings who can be wounded, who need healing. And so as we pray to the Lord, we ask that He guide us in proper behavior. And if so, this song, "You Were Born to Be Loved," can be a blessing to all, and especially to parents and to the children. I want to pray that you too will become parents who want to be honored, who do the things that are honorable.